Welcome to Discover Film. I'm your host, Jeff Howard, and this is a DF4Q episode. And what's a DF4Q episode? Very quickly, that's Discover Film 4 questions, which are favorite film, an underrated film, an overrated film, and a lesser-known movie you want people to seek out. Today, the DF4Q is going to be answered by Melissa Fitzsimmons. I met Melissa at the 2017 Sherman Oaks Film Festival, where her film, That Party That One Night, won the Audience Award. She's incredibly talented, even though she doesn't really like you to tell her that. And you should really see That Party That One Night. You can go to discoverfilm.net and there's a link right to it. But in the meantime, let's hear Melissa's DF4Q.
Well, here's my problem with those. I have a hard time making those kind of decisions because I love everything. But also, like, I don't want to sound like a pretentious asshole. But go ahead. I haven't thought about it too much because I wanted to, like, say the first thing that comes to my mind. But shoot, what are the four questions?
All right. Well, the first one is your favorite or a few favorite films. And it doesn't mean, like, you think they're the greatest films ever made. It's just personal favorites, movies that you've watched multiple times and just love.
Oh, okay. Like, that's easy. Based on purely the one movie that I have seen more than any movie in my whole entire life, and I actually watched it last night, and actually every movie I've made has some sort of reference to it, even if people realize it or not, is E.T. E.T. is, to me, like one of the greatest films. I get emotional about E.T. to the point where my kids are embarrassed by it. And I'm actually getting a little emotional right now. Yeah, so E.T. I would say is in my top three, if not my number one, purely obviously for nostalgia. I don't know why, but it is the movie that I have seen probably a good 30 to 40 times in my lifetime.
Great. So, you know, and your kids appreciate it?
They're not my kids. I've disowned them because they don't like E.T. Well, my son is scared of E.T. He says he looks like a moldy monster. And my daughter just rolls her eyes and she's like, why do you always cry? She likes it, but I get upset because she didn't cry during E.T. And I still cry.
You'd like our kid. Our 10-year-old, when she was 8, we started it. And like 5 minutes in, she's like, this is boring. Turn it off. And then last summer, she wanted to watch it. So we put it on and we watched the whole thing and loved it. And of course, yeah, I get weepy towards the end there. So she actually really liked it. And it's funny. And it started a whole talk about astronomy and life on other planets and stuff. But there are kids who it's communicating to, and she liked it.
So there's hope for my kid that he will not be scared.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's E.T. So I would say my one of my all-time favorite films for just as a filmmaker now, and I think it's a stunning. And as a photographer, it was a film that I could stop at any moment in the movie, and it would be like the most beautiful frame that I wish that I could capture. And it's also a huge influence on the movie that I'm writing now is Paris, Texas. So Wim Wenders is actually one of my favorite directors. It's much easier to choose a favorite director, by the way, than it is a film. So it
that makes sense. That makes sense because then you're acknowledging how you feel about their body of work.
Yeah, I think Paris, Texas is definitely right up there with E.T. So, and I would... I could go on. There's a film right now that I've watched repeatedly over and over in the last couple months just because it's so great and it's something I've related to on many different levels. It's this French film called Rosetta, and it's just a stunning film. It's a beautiful film. And
I haven't seen it. I'll have to put Rosetta on my list.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So that's your three?
That's my three. Rosetta, some weird French film. Paris, Texas, because it's just so goddamn gorgeous and so, like, emotional to watch. And E.T. because it's perfect.
I'll have you know, the second person who ever did the podcast, his he said, I don't even need a top three. Number one, it's E.T. E.T. is the best film ever made.
See, it really is.
Yeah. And he made a great film. But anyhow, question number two is, might be kind of annoying, but question number two is an underrated film. So it's one of those films that, it's a film that people don't realize how good it is. It doesn't get its just desserts.
I mean, this was the hard one for me. It's going to be a bad film. I just know there's something in there that I'm like, I don't understand why you don't like this movie. It's so good. And it's like some bad 80s horror movie. I'm sure it is. I just don't know what it is off the top of my mind right now.
No worries. You can take a pass.
I'm going to pass. I don't watch underrated movies. I only watch good stuff.
But the third question, and feel free to take a pass too if you want, but the third question is a film you think is overrated, which doesn't mean you think it's bad.
Juno.
Boom.
Listen, I love me some Ellen Page, and I do like Diablo Cody's writing. She's quite witty. But let me tell you something about that movie. Everybody and their mother was writing me saying, watch this movie. It's so funny. It reminds me of you. This is so up your alley. You're going to love it. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. The expectation of this movie was built up so high in my mind that when I actually went and saw it, I was like, really? This? Okay. I just thought, oh, it's not that good. All right. So
I'm with you on that. At the time, it kind of bothered me because I found out that it was based on a Korean movie.
I did not say I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called Jenny Juno, J-E-N-I-J-U-N-O, and I think the girl is Jenny and the boy is Juno, and it's about a teen couple. She gets pregnant. It's what they do about her getting pregnant. It's like the same movie. And then she wins an Oscar for original screenplay for an adaptation.
I'm going to have to go down the Google rabbit hole.
Go down it. It's a fun controversy to get involved in.
I love that.
Well, the last question of the four, you sort of almost answered with your top three with Rosetta, but it's a lesser known film that you recommend people seek out.
This is easy, actually, because I talk about this film constantly and no one ever has seen it. So Tim Roth made this movie, I think it was like 1992, called, it's his only film he's directed. It's called The War Zone. Oh, shoot. What if I got it wrong?
It's the one about the family, right?
Yes. Okay. This movie, I think for a first film, I still am affected by this movie to this day. And let me tell you something. Nobody has seen it, and it makes me really upset. It's really hard to watch, though. It actually took me about 2 days to get through it because it's a super hard film emotionally to watch, and it's just so raw. And it stuck with me for like weeks afterwards. I was so wrecked after I saw it. But I think it's a film that people should watch. I really can't wait for him to do another film because I think he's a super talented director. I know he's done some like TV stuff, but I'm surprised he hasn't done another feature because it's that good. But it's super hard. It's got Tilda Swinton and Ray Winston and two kid actors that I can't remember their names, but
I saw it.
But it's also one of those movies where the cinematography is top notch. So, and the acting is what? So anyway, you'll be really depressed after you watch it. And then you'll
be like, funny. Oh, I remember I saw it when it came out and I've always loved him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been so long. I'm kind of blanking on, I just remembered the title and that he directed it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to tell you what it's about because then no one will watch it if I start.
Well, I remember the family.
Yeah, it's about family.
Yeah. And the dad. But anyway, I won't.
Yeah. Don't give away.
At some point, they are going to give Tim Roth a Lifetime Achievement Award. And maybe they'll acknowledge that film, The War Zone. I do remember it. It's pretty good. But I think after talking to Melissa, I'm going to watch it again. All right. So to wrap up, you really should see Melissa's film, That Party That One Night. You can go to discoverfilm.net. We've got a link to her website right there that you can watch it. At discoverfilm.net, you can also watch a lot of other great short films. They're right there embedded. And there's also links to some great feature films. And I should always mention that the Sherman Oaks Film Festival is every November, and the Film Invasion LA Festival is coming in June. I believe it's June 7th, 8th, and 9th. So why don't you show up? In fact, I should do some special deal. I should do some special ticket deal for that. See if any of you people who listen will show up. But anyway, thanks for listening.